Now with a look at state and regional news, Marva Hinton is standing by in the WLRN Miami Herald newsroom. Good morning.
Good morning, Wanda, and good morning, everyone. Hispanic voters are leaning towards President Barack Obama nationwide by a fairly wide margin. However, as WLRN Miami Herald reporter Ariana Prothero tells us, Mitt Romney is closing that gap in the Sunshine State largely to one group of voters.
A new poll of likely Hispanic voters in Florida shows President Obama narrowly leading Romney by 51 to 44%. The poll was conducted by Florida International University, the Miami Herald, and El Nuevo Herald. The outlook is different nationwide. Across the country, the president leads Romney 66 to 31%. Cuban American voters are the primary reason for the difference between Florida's numbers and the rest of the country. They tend to be strongly Republican and are becoming more excited about Romney. According to the poll, if you remove the Cuban vote, President Obama's lead grows significantly among Hispanics in Florida. The poll shows that 5% of Florida Hispanic voters remain undecided. The poll has a 3.6% margin of error. I'm Ariana Prothero in Miami.
A week from today, news outlets from all over the world are expected to converge upon Boca Raton's Lynn University for the third and final presidential debate of 2012. And it looks like some foreign journalists won't be needing their Ponklet English dictionaries as much as they thought. International students from more than 80 countries make up nearly a quarter of Lynn's student body. And Lynn spokesman Joshua Glanzer says the university has worked hard to locate students who will be able to serve as translators.
We're like a little mini UN or even a New York City. You know, they say, 85 languages or something like that are spoken in New York City? We're like that. You know, we have dozens and dozens of languages spoken here. So it's a unique opportunity for us to showcase that.
The final debate between President Obama and Mitt Romney will focus on foreign affairs. And WLRN is taking the Florida Roundup to Lynn University the Friday before the debate for a presidential debate special hosted by Phil Latzman. That's Friday, October 19th. To reserve a seat for the Florida Roundup at Lynn, please visit WLRN.org. Florida wants students of different racial and ethnic groups to have different academic standards. State Impact Florida education reporter Sarah Gonzalez has more.
By the year 2018, the Florida Board of Education wants 90% of Asian students in Florida reading by grade level. For white students, the goal is a little lower, 88%. The target for Hispanics is down to 81% reading by grade level, and for black students, it's just 74%. Math standards are about the same. Higher for Asian and white students, lower for Hispanics, and the lowest for black students. Some education officials in Florida have said it's wrong to expect less from some students of color. But on the FCAT, black and Hispanic students do perform lower than their peers. And the board says it needed to set benchmarks for every subgroup in order to comply with the federal No Child Left Behind waiver. With State Impact Florida, I'm Sarah Gonzalez in Miami.
From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Marva Hinton. Now back to Wanda Miles.
Thank you.